Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and as is somewhat usual, our very special guest co-host tonight, the one and only Miss Callie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ace. Always a pleasure.
And we've got a fairly big show, no pun intended, tonight.
Always leading into Fairfield is a big show.
That's right. This Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio, the NWF returns to the UAW Hall, and that's going to be a really big show.
We've got a team captains match where both members of the Everyday Players, Big League and Brody Cormick, will face off against one another to determine who is the team captain of the Everyday Players. They've had their issues as of late. They haven't really been on the same page. And I think it's been kind of a power struggle for the two of them deciding, okay, who's really in charge? So that is a match that's going to have, that actually could have epic consequences. And then, of course, there's the NWF Tag Team Championship. You got Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler, the former champions, taking on Tough Justice, Outlaw Matt Stevens, greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone, trying to take the NWF Tag Team Championship away from Tough Justice. And honestly, I know I should be biased, but I really hope these two youngsters get the job done. I don't like how they lost them to begin with, so I am throwing my card right behind those two.
There was a bit of controversy with that loss.
Well, yeah, when you
involve Tyler.
Very true. I mean, anytime you involve Jay Donaldson, there's going to be controversy. And then NWF champion the Titan defends against Ricky Cardinal, who has developed even more of a mean streak than he had before, if that's even possible. My biggest question there is, can Titan put behind him the incident from last Fairfield when one of his best friends attacked him after winning Thunderdome? I mean, that's got to be in the Titan's head. I mean, we've got the return of the professional brand.
That would be in my head.
Oh, exactly. We've got the return of the professional Brandon Fields, Mr. Reality Check slated to be in action, and I would venture to say probably one of the biggest returns of the night is the return of the one-man wrecking crew, Team Money. That's another one I would be very interested to hear his thoughts on Nasty Russ as well. Because, as a lot of people recall, Nasty Russ, Team Money, and the Titan were at one time the Thugs.
They were the Thugs. They were the best of friends.
Exactly.
Didn't see one with
train
the
together,
other
travel together. Precisely. And then let's not forget, no pun intended on this either, one of the biggest matches of the night. You got the big man, Chiron, who is undoubtedly one of the toughest men in the NWF, taking on the big swinger, Jake, in an over-the-top rope match where the Swingers' tag team partner, Jerry Fitzgerald, again, due to controversy from last month, will be the special guest referee since Chiron had to basically... He took advantage of the fact that the ref was down. Anybody that was in the UAW hall, anybody that saw Bustin' Loose knows Big Jake had that match won. He tossed Chiron out. Ref was down. Chiron snuck back in just in time for the ref to see Chiron dump Jake. So let's hope, with the Swinger Jerry Fitzgerald in his corner as the special guest referee, says he's going to call it right down the middle. Let's see if Big Jake can do it again.
Well, with that being said, we do have a caller on the line. So let's go to the line. Caller, you're on the air.
All right, can everybody hear me?
Hey, Jake, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good.
So I heard you mentioned about the show coming up in Fairfield this Saturday night.
Yes, we are actually. So let's kind of before we dive even further into your match here, I'd like to get your opinion on a few things. Let's talk about that team captains match. Brody Cormick and Big League. Those are two guys that, for all intents and purposes, have been a very dominant tag team. Until
recently. Absolutely. They won tag titles and everything. They are very dominant in the NWF. And I think to see them fighting amongst each other is actually, you know, more of a surprise to me than anybody. I've been in the ring with them a couple times, you know, fighting against them. And I know how well they work as a team, so I'm actually interested to see how well they fight against each other. I've been in singles competition with both of them as well, and I know how tough each person is. But personally, I feel as though Big League is actually ready to step up and be the dominant team captain for the everyday players there. Just something about the way he's been, you know, wrestling and the way he's been moving here lately tells me that he's ready to step up and take his spot and you know, let his light shine, so to speak, in the UAW Hall in Fairfield this Saturday night.
So you're thinking that it's probably that Big League is going to try to step up. That Big League, I shouldn't say finally, but Big League is going to step up and actually step into the captain's position. That I guess you could kind of say has been Brody's spot all along, because for all intents and purposes, Brody kind of has been the moving force, so to speak, behind the everyday players.
So, you know, when the everyday players started, you know, it was Brody and Kirk were, you know, together. You know, they actually reached out and, you know, recruited Big League to be a part of the everyday players. So I think they saw something in him at the time, and I think that it's time for him to step up and show the NWF Army exactly what it was that they saw in him, and you know, show why he is the captain of the everyday players.
Very true. What is your opinion of he's not new to the NWF, but he's newer, the professional Brandon Fields?
You know, to be honest, I really haven't had too much of an interaction with Brandon, but, you know, from what I've seen, he seems like a very quality guy, you know, and a quality wrestler. So, you know, whoever he's going to be in the ring with this Saturday night is in for a fight, that's for sure. He's going to try to out-wrestle him and, you know, just see if he can find that success in the NWF he's been looking for.
I mean, we saw him when he debuted. He went toe-to-toe with undoubtedly one of the toughest men to enter the NWF, Mr. Reality Check. And fared rather well against him. and then had that opportunity against Jay Donaldson, which I think Jay Donaldson may have gotten lucky on that one. So I'm very
interested. Jay Donaldson has a way of getting so-called lucky, you know, with these victories, especially with that unified title right now. So I'm interested in who Brandon Fields has and seeing what he does, you know, in the NWF Saturday night.
Mr. Reality Check, always, I can't like say he's a crowd favorite, but always somebody the crowd loves to hate.
Absolutely. I think that the crowd actually respects him so much that they just love to hate him, and he's definitely earned that respect, you know, with being around as long as he has. And I can speak from experience in saying that his big boot is nothing to play with. His big boot hurts. It knocked me out once, actually. So, you know, he's definitely one of the biggest opponents you could possibly have in the NWF. And, you know, I'm definitely interested in seeing exactly what he does. I've always enjoyed watching Big Jim, you know, wrestle in the ring and, you know, just see what he's able to do. But, you know, he's definitely not a fan favorite in the NWF. And, you know, honestly, I can see why. He's got a mean streak in him that, you know, is just about unmatched with anybody around, you know. Definitely not somebody I'd want to get in the ring with at the current moment. But, you know, once I'm past Chiron, who knows, maybe Big Jim's the next big man in the NWF who needs to be conquered.
Very true. Tag Team Championship. You got the veterans, the champions, Tough Justice, Outlaw Matt Stevens, greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone. Undoubtedly very accomplished both as singles wrestlers and as tag team wrestlers. Taking on the young men of the NWF, two up-and-coming superstars, in David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. I mean, obviously we saw when David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater lost those titles, they didn't lose them fair and square. I mean, that was brutally obvious. You have the interference from Jay Donaldson, which, in my opinion, makes Tough Justice even that much more dangerous, because now not only do you have those two to watch out for, you also have to keep your eyes open for Jay Donaldson as well, because they can't keep their nose out of each other's business. They're always involved. Wherever one is, the other two are. Or wherever the two of them are, the other one is. What is it going to take for them to, come out victorious?
They're pretty close running buddies, I'd say. You know, Tough Justice and Jay Donaldson, and you know, seeing how the young upstarts and Clearwater and David Tyler lost the tag titles, you know, that's definitely, it just doesn't sit right with me, as I'm sure it doesn't sit right with the NWF Army, you know, seeing Jay Donaldson come out and interfere in a tag match. And, you know, I think all of that really started because Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens had finally realized that maybe they just couldn't do it on their own, you know, when they lost the tag titles to, you know, Clearwater and David Tyler. Of course, Tough Justice didn't get pinned, you know, so I understood them initially being, you know, kind of upset and angry, but, you know, even the attack after that match didn't sit right with me. So, you know, I feel as though this Saturday night in Fairfield, I know that Tough Justice has Jay Donaldson running around in their corner, and here as of late, there's actually been another young upstart that's really stepped side by side with David Tyler and, you know, Jordan Clearwater. And this young upstart's actually set the NWF on fire here lately, and he goes by the name of Calypso. And he's actually
the Golden Ticket himself.
Last I heard, the Golden Ticket, you know, it's a guaranteed title shot at any title in the NWF. Correct me if I'm wrong, Miss Callie, but I could really see Calypso kind of looking at that unified title, you know, around Jay Donaldson's shoulder right now. So I feel as though Calypso may have something to say in that tag match if Jay Donaldson decides to stick his nose in it. And I think that when it comes right down to it, you know, actual competition, I feel as though Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler are going to do fairly well against Tough Justice. You know, they may not win the titles this time, but, you know, I feel as though they're definitely going to leave us, you know, with something to talk about. And I believe they're going to leave it all in the ring and try to walk out as the two-time NWF Tag Team Champions.
Speaking of, I'm going to touch really quick on Tyler and Clearwater there for a second. I think if it's a fair fight, if Jay Donaldson can be neutralized for that match, I think it's going to boil down to who wants it more. Do Tyler and Clearwater want it more, or does Tough Justice want it more? Because they've done proven they can take Tough Justice to the limits and beyond. And Tough Justice, they're nobody to sneeze on. They might be an older team, but by no means do not let the fact that they are do not let their age cloud the fact of their experience.
Right, absolutely. We don't let the age, you know, take precedence over the experience, because even though Clearwater and Tyler are, you know, both young, hungry individuals, you know, they don't have the experience that Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens do. And I know Matt Stevens and Ryan Stone, neither one of them want to give up the tag titles. You know, and because of that, I know that they want to keep that spot, and I know they're going to stop at nothing to try to keep that spot. You know, so using their experience.
They said they are the past, present, and future.
Right. I know that Clearwater and Tyler both believe that they're the future, and they believe the future is starting right now. So, you know, I'm definitely interested in seeing who comes out on top in that one. And, you know, of course, me being a part of the tag division, I want to see who my future competition is going to be at the top of the tag division there.
Oh, exactly. And we mentioned Mr. Golden Ticket Calypso. He's had quite a few run-ins as of late, especially with Jay Donaldson. So,
they had to have a locker room clearing brawl at the end of the show last Saturday. So, definitely hard to keep them two off of each other. And, you know, with their buddies both being involved in a tag team title match, I think that they're going to lock horns again this Saturday night for sure.
The NWF Championship match, Ricky Cardinal and the Titan. Now, you're familiar with both individuals. I truly believe Ricky Cardinal has developed even more of a mean streak than he previously had, which is really kind of hard to believe because he was already just a nasty individual in the ring. The Titan, however, probably one of the best, most fighting NWF champions we've had in quite some time. Will he be able to get that incident with Nasty Russ out of his head and fully concentrate on the task in front of him this Saturday night in Fairfield?
Well, you know, as far as that match goes, I know both individuals very well. I actually trained with both of them as I was coming up in the Bone Crusher system. And I know that Ricky, he just had a daughter, so he's got a family to feed now, and I know he's trying to get that extra payday at the pay window for the NWF title win. So with that being the case, I feel as though Ricky's really going to come in with even more of a revamped mean streak that he's picked up here lately. And, you know, with that being said, I feel as though Ricky Cardinal stands a very good chance at actually slipping in and taking that NWF title away from the Titan if Titan can't focus on anybody but Russ. But I do know that, you know, with Titan, with Nick, you know, when he's in the ring, he's not going to stop. He's not going to give up. You're going to have to beat that man down until he can't breathe anymore to actually take that title from him, because that's the one thing he's passionate about. And with that being said, I feel as though what Nasty Russ did may have actually lit even more of a fire underneath the Titan, because now Titan has something to prove. You know, you see that he's not invincible anymore, you know, with the way that Russ laid him out in that cage. But with that being the case, you know, Titan's out to prove that he is exactly what he says he is, which is a Titan. And him having that NWF title just proves that he is the king of the fight in the NWF, so to speak. So with that being the case, I know that Titan is going to bring everything he's got. And while he's punching Ricky in the face, he might be picturing Russ. I mean, I don't know. Getting crossed over by, you know, his best friend like that definitely didn't sit right with him. And, you know, with that, I know the Titan is doing everything he's got, and it's going to take even more than what I believe Ricky actually has within him to put Titan down. So I'm going to say that I think Titan's going to walk out with the NWF title.
That being said, I really kind of feel sorry for Ricky because what Russ did, I would not want to be Nasty Russ on the other end of Titan punching me.
Right, that's like somebody revving up the bull and then stepping out of the way while the bull's running at you. You know, he's the victim in this case. You know, he didn't do anything wrong. He worked his way up to get an NWF title, and, you know, as he's going for the title,
the wrong time.
Champion, you know. Ricky's been around for a while, so I know he knows some tricks, and, you know, that mean streak's going to come into play, but Titan is an angry bull right now. There's nothing to stop him, and I think he's not going to stop until he gets Russ in that ring. And, you know, whether he's got to put the title on the line or, you know, whether it's just a man versus man fight, he's going to get to Russ, you know, eventually. And I think that it's going to be hard to beat him until he does.
Speaking of Russ and Titan, though, the return of the one-man wrecking crew Team Money this Saturday night. Definitely one of the crowd favorites. Where does Team Money stand in that situation? Is he between those two, or is it
I know Russ, Money, and you know, Titan. It all started out as the Thugs together, and then, you know, is that kind of split apart? I know that, you know, Money and Russ have actually evolved as a team outside of the NWF, but I don't even know that Money knows that Russ was going to do that. You know, I think that Money was even taken by surprise with that. And I feel as though Money, I don't really know him all that well, but I feel like in the meetings that I have had with him, I feel as though he's actually a really good guy. And I believe that he values friendship over, you know, anything else. So with that being said, I think that he's going to stay loyal to Titan. You know, I don't foresee him turning his back on Titan to, you know, jump ship with Russ, so to speak, there. You know, I feel as though if he was to side with anybody, I should say it would be Titan. Because who's to say he doesn't stay neutral? He might actually be focused on something else in the NWF, you know, other than the NWF title at the moment. I mean, he's conquered just about everything in the NWF. So for him to come back, that tells me he has something left that he wants to do, you know, and I don't know what that is, you know, whether it's to eventually gain the NWF title back. You know, I'm not sure. If that's the case, then you'd think that he would just step up and try to take his, you know, what he would believe would be his title. And, you know, at that point, he'd have to stay neutral between them because then they'd all three be fighting for that title, you know. So I feel as though he's going to come in and, you know, just try to conquer whatever it is he wants to do, you know. And I don't believe there's really any stopping Team Money for the most part because, I mean, I've heard the stories about how hard he hits. In fact, I was told that we had a match together, but I barely remember him getting hit so hard. So, you know, he's a hard hitter. He can take a lot of hard hits. And, you know, when he has his mind set on something, he's going to accomplish it. So, you know, who's to say that T-Money comes in, stays neutral, and then, you know, ends up trying to take the title himself, you know, from whoever wins in that scenario.
Let's talk about this over-the-top rope match, you versus Chiron. This is actually a rematch from last Fairfield. But let's go back a little bit further to what led up to that to begin with. Because, well documented, you've actually been a tag team wrestler for the better part of this past year. You and the Swinger, Jerry Fitzgerald.
If I can get a word in here. Speaking of which, we do have another caller on the line who's actually been holding on for a while. So I want to go ahead and put this caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, I think it's perfect timing. The caller on the line is none other than the special guest referee himself. I am the Swinger Baby.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. You know I had to call in, lend my support to Big Jake, and talk about the big night this Saturday night down at the UAW Hall in Fairfield.
Exactly. So let's actually talk about this, because we know for fact Chiron has been a very dominant force. So what made you, Big Jake, decide to step up and take a stand against somebody like Chiron, who has pretty well laid waste to most people that have stepped in the ring with him?
Well, what made me decide to step up and take that spot was ever since I came back to the NWF, I've seen Chiron run down everybody from the promoter, the owner, the CEO, just try to be a big old bully to everybody around. And that just, I don't like that. But then it really got personal for me in the Battle Royal at Bone Crushers that we had when it came down to just me and him. And he stood there and looked at me. And I could tell he was looking at me like I was a joke. And he tried to tell me to get out of the ring, that I wasn't worthy of being in there with him. And at that moment, I knew that, you know, Chiron was nothing more than a bully, and the easiest way to shut a bully up is to just punch him in the mouth. And that's exactly what I did, and I almost threw him over that night. But he ended up getting the victory in that Battle Royal, and then the following week we had that one-on-one match where he had hurt my leg a little bit, threw me out, and got me counted out. So, you know, just with those two matches right there, I knew that I had to throw him over the top rope, and I would say I've been successful in that, but, you know, as the record book would show, he's beaten me, you know, a couple times now. And so this Saturday night, I'm stepping up with something to prove, and I know that Jerry's going to call it right down the middle, and I don't expect any favors, you know, even though he is my tag partner. You know, I don't expect him to come in and help me throw Chiron over. I know that's something I got to do on my own just to prove that, just to prove that Chiron is nothing but a big bully, and that, you know, the NWF Army, you know, I know the kids that come to the shows, they, you know, they get bullied at school, you know, and I want to show them that, you know, just because you're getting bullied doesn't mean you have to give in, you know. And I just want to show them that you can win against your bully if you go ahead and out, if you got out there and try hard enough.
Very true. Swinger, what do you feel your tag team partner's chances are this Saturday of actually getting Chiron over the top rope again?
Well, Callie, you said it just right. It's again. You saw it last month. I saw it last month. Jake did it last month. He threw Chiron over the top, but unfortunately, some frail referee was too distracted to see what was going on. But this Saturday, I have the utmost confidence that I can still call it down the line, and Jake's going to grab the big fat head of Chiron, toss him over the top rope into the third row of seating, past the VIP section, and win this match. And I will be so happy to finally raise his hand up high in the sky and celebrate with the NWF Army.
Wow. Third row. Can you get
third
him that
row.
Far, Jake?
I'm calling third row.
I was going to think more like fifth, but third sounds a little more believable. So we'll go ahead and go third.
Fans in the third row, I'd say watch yourself, because you may have to move rather quickly. Unless you
watch out.
That's a flying giant, but
Hey, just
do
as long as it's
that
heated, that's all that matters.
True. Do you feel maybe Chiron underestimated you going into that last match, that he may come in a little bit more prepared this time?
I feel as though he was looking at me like I was a joke. But, you know, I feel as though he's so cocky and just so arrogant that he still thinks that he's going to beat me easily. So, you know, as far as underestimating, I feel like he's underestimated a lot of people, but those people have not been me. So the people that he has underestimated, he's still beat because, you know, he's just so arrogant and so cocky that they believe it too. But no matter what he does, he's not been able to get in my head, whether it was telling me that I belonged in the seats with the fans, you know, and telling me I didn't belong in the ring with him. So I feel as though this Saturday he's going to come in a little more ready to go, but I still feel as though that cockiness and that arrogance is going to be his downfall when it comes to me.
Now, when you came to the NWS, Swinger kind of took you under his wing, kind of made you his Swinger in training, per se. What kind of an influence has he had on you as a wrestler?
Well, as a wrestler, he's really helped me step up and actually come into my own. And, you know, he's been by my side every step of the way. And, you know, with Swinger in my corner, with Swinger in the same ring as me, I've learned that I am Big Jake, that, you know, I can't be held down by anybody, you know. So he's really helped step up my confidence. You know, I feel like my abilities in the ring were always there, but the confidence is what was lacking. And he's definitely helped me learn that confidence and, you know, walk in my own two boots, walk my own path in the wrestling ring, you know. And he definitely also showed me how to have fun in a wrestling ring. That was, you know, the biggest thing with adding to my confidence was just having fun and making sure that the NWF Army was having fun. And I know that I've kind of abandoned the fun ways here as of late, you know, getting a little more serious as Chiron starts to become even more of a bigger chip on my shoulder. But, you know, he's still influencing me every day when it comes to, you know, wrestling and even outside of wrestling, you know, with the confidence factor.
How has having Jake as a partner, having somebody to mentor, how has that affected you, Swinger?
Well, Miss Kelly, you know, the Swinger is at the ripe old age of 23. So being able to take somebody underneath my wing has definitely had called for me to up my game and start the teaching aspect. Now, me personally, I have a whole lot to learn, but with Jake coming in as the Swinger and trainee, just made me step up my game. And he's also been one I can play off of. I can find new things to do in the ring, find weird things to say to people. It's just the chemistry when we're out there. You've been there, Callie. You've seen how I am in the ring. You've seen me in my worst parts. When me and Jake are out there, it's like magic. You just two best friends that anybody could ever have, just having a good time and partying in the ring. He's helped me step it up, but he's also made me have more fun in the ring.
So is it safe to say, pending the outcome of this Saturday night, the Swingers are going to be partying at Buffalo Wings and Rings?
I'm sorry, did you just name drop the proud sponsor of the NWF, Buffalo Wings and Rings, located at the Jungle Gyms Plaza on Route 4 in Fairfield, Ohio? Because if you did, that is where the after party is. That is where the Swingers will be partying, and that is the official after party of the Chiron being defeated event.
You know,
there
I
you have
it. Going to beer, so I think that's where we're going to be partying.
I think I need a shot.
Call Bossman, drinks on him.
Okay, everybody heard that. Drinks are on Bossman this Saturday night at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza on Route 4 at the after party for the Chiron being defeated this Saturday night.
Wait, did you just say drinks are on Boss Man?
Yes.
Well, dang, we'll never get them now. I'll tell you what. If I win, or when I win against Chiron, I promise I'll buy Callie a beer.
Okay. I'm down for that.
And Swinger, buddy, just for you being the referee and raising my hand in victory, I'll buy you a beer too.
Aw, babe, that is fantastic.
You heard it, everybody. This Saturday night, you do not want to miss that huge over-the-top rope match between Chiron and Big Jake. Special guest referee, none other than the Swinger himself, Jerry Fitzgerald. And then Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza for the after party. Make sure you get your pre-sale tickets. They are on sale at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. If you hit up some of the NWF wrestlers, some of them may still have tickets available as well. VIP tickets will sell out quickly, so get them fast. Gentlemen, I can honestly say I am looking forward to Saturday night in Fairfield, watching you toss that lying, cheating, yellow belly, big mouth monster over that top rope. Finally shutting him up.
He does have a pretty big mouth, and I can't wait to shut it. And I think it's going to be fun throwing him over and watching him come to the reality that he's not the big man in the NWF anymore, that Big Jake is, and Big Jake's here to stay.
What can we expect to see from the Swingers in the future?
Well, Swinger, buddy, I think that adding some gold to our repertoire would be pretty good. What do you think? Maybe a little tag team title run?
Oh, definitely. That has always been the master plan for the Swingers. You know, I myself, not a stranger to tag team gold. I miss, you know what, actually, I haven't been able to hold the tag team titles since we've gotten those brand new, beautiful tag team belts. And honestly, after Saturday, I want to know who we're going to be challenging, but most importantly, let it be known, the Swingers will be tag team champions. And for right now, I believe that's our primary goal.
Absolutely, the primary goal. I would say that tag team titles, number one, and that's right after I throw Chiron over. So while you're raising my hand, we just imagine we got the tag team titles and get ready to have them for real, because I know that it's either going to be tough just Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler, and honestly, I've been wanting to work with both of those teams for quite some time, and I believe that we could beat them and take the tag team title.
You heard it here, folks. Swingers got their eyes on the tag team titles right after Big Jake tosses Chiron over that top rope, trying to earn a victory this Saturday night in Fairfield. And I think with having the Swinger himself, Jerry Fitzgerald, as the special guest referee, I would venture to say, I like your odds, Jake.
Well, I've already thrown him over once, and I did that without my buddy Jerry as the referee. So if I could do it without Jerry out there, then I know I could do everything with him out there. And I got a good feeling about throwing Chiron up over the top rope. You know, once again, not asking for any handouts, not asking for any help, but I know that when it comes down to me and Chiron, I know that I'm the bigger, better, and quite honestly, just all-around best big man that's going to be in the ring, and there's nothing Chiron can do to get me over the top rope, you know, as long as I'm actually ready for it and, you know, not trying to revive a referee for him to see that Chiron lost. So, you know, with this rock hard official that we have here in Jerry Fitzgerald, I know that he's not going to go down on, you know, any kind of move that, you know, Chiron or myself would inadvertently or purposefully, in Chiron's case, throw him into. So with that being said, I know that Jerry's going to stay on his feet the entire, you know, the entire match, and I know he'll be raising my hand at the end of the night because I am the best big man when it comes to these Battle Royal matches.
Ace, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, honestly, I think everybody's covered it. I'm looking forward to finding out what happens. Unfortunately, I'm unable to be there, but Jake, I wish you the best of luck, and as Callie said, I hope you shut Chiron up.
Well, thank you, Ace. Definitely a pleasure being on the show here, and sorry we kind of hijacked it, but, you know, definitely have enjoyed,
as,
you know, being on the show here. And enjoy, you
know. He's used to having his show hijacked, so. Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday night, May the 20th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, get your tickets now. We open the doors at 7 p.m., bell time 8 p.m. Make sure you are there. You don't want to miss a moment of this exciting NWF wrestling action. So be sure you join us this Saturday night. Remember, get your tickets. Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP Station on Main Street in Hamilton. Get your tickets. Join us this Saturday night. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure having you both on here. I look forward to seeing you both Saturday night in Fairfield and partying at Wings and Rings afterwards.
Oh, for sure. I look forward to seeing the PYTs of the Springer section coming out to Fairfield to cheer myself and Jerry Fitzgerald on. And I look forward to showing Chiron that, you know, quite frankly, you don't mess around with Big Jake.
Drink one for me Saturday night, boys.
I think we can manage that. What do you think?
Sounds pretty manageable to me.
Well, we're about out of time, so I want to thank the Swingers for being on the program tonight. And as always, I want to thank Miss Callie for taking over the show and putting her spin on it. And like they said, don't forget, this Saturday night, UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio, going to be a heck of a show. So for the Swingers and for Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll be back next week. Good night.